Hello, Vet Blast podcast listeners. Did you know that you can earn CE credits with this podcast? After listening to the episode, head on over to dvm360.com/flex and then sign in or register for a free account. Then select podcast and follow the online prompts to claim your CE.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We want to thank our friends from Elanco for supporting this great conversation as we talk about Zenrelia, atopic dermatitis, and itchy dogs with our friend, the one and only boarded veterinary dermatologist, Dr. Andrew Rosenberg. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me here today.
Thanks for being here. All right, so if you've been living under a rock, don't know who Dr. Rosenberg is, let's chat a little bit about him. He's earned his Bachelor's of Science with distinction from Cornell University in 2005. Go
Big Red.
Big Red. There you go. And he completed his three-year dermatology residency with the Animal Dermatology Clinic in Southern California, became board certified in the American College of Veterinary Dermatology in 2013. Dr. Rosenberg is the president of the ACVD. He has authored numerous research articles and lectures extensively throughout the U.S. and internationally. He's appeared on television, numerous podcasts such as this one, and radio shows. Well, we're so glad that you're here. So let's get into some of these questions because now we have a new drug that is out there. So let's just back up a little bit. And what are some various causes of allergic and atopic dermatitis?
Yeah, so let's unpack that one. So allergic dermatitis can refer to any hypersensitivity reaction that's going to cause skin inflammation and itch in dogs. So the three main categories of that are flea allergy, so flea bite hypersensitivity, food allergy, also known as cutaneous adverse food reaction, so ingesting a food substance that causes some type of allergic reaction resulting in skin inflammation and itch, and then atopic dermatitis or environmental allergies, which obviously a hypersensitivity to different environmental things like grasses, mold, dust, you know, human dander, yeah. Different things in the environment that can cause allergic reactions leading to itch and inflammation in dogs.
Yeah. So many different causes for it out there. And what are some downfalls or what downfalls do we see to current treatment options or consumer compliance?
So up until maybe the last decade or so, there's been pretty limited options we have for controlling symptoms of allergic and atopic dermatitis. Originally, right, we had antihistamines like we use in people. Antihistamines, generally speaking, not super effective for treating our dogs. There's things like steroids, which obviously we don't like using long-term steroids. Steroids have long-term side effects, affect almost every organ system in the body. Then there was cyclosporin that came out. Cyclosporin is still very widely used by dermatologists. It's a really good medication, both for atopic dermatitis, allergic dermatitis, as well as a variety of autoimmune diseases, things like that. Some of the downfalls to cyclosporin is that it takes about 3 to 4 weeks to start working. And one of the biggest side effects we see with cyclosporin is when dogs first start it, there's a lot of GI issues, so vomiting, diarrhea, things like that. Then some newer medications on the market, Apoquel, Cytopoint, those are really good medications. Apoquel, one of the things about Apoquel that can be difficult sometimes from a compliance standpoint is that it starts at twice daily for the first 2 weeks, and then it goes to once daily dosing. And so I have some clients who either forget to go from the twice daily to once daily, even though I put that on the prescription label. And so they are essentially giving more than that pet should get for longer periods of time. And then Cytopoint is a good medication as well. But that really only targets the itch. So that is just targeted against interleukin 31, which is the itch cytokine, and really has very little anti-inflammatory effects.
Okay. Yeah, there's so many different options that are out there. It's good to kind of unpack that a little bit. So thank you. And what are some of the options when it comes to treating allergic and atopic dermatitis? I know we talked about Apoquel, Cytopoint. but I think there's something else that's out there. So let's chat about it.
Yeah, so there absolutely is. And that new medication on the market is Zenrelia, which is a similar medication to Apoquel. It's a JAK inhibitor, so it's in the same class of medication. Yeah, it was newly approved as of September of 2024. And so far, it's been working really well for a lot of my patients where some of these other medications haven't worked in the past. The other thing I will mention is that all of the medications that I mentioned so far, Zenrelia included, really treat the symptoms of allergic dermatitis, so itch and inflammation. For my atopic dermatitis cases, environmental allergies, I still highly recommend allergy testing and immunotherapy or allergy shots for long-term treatment that can really help with, changing the immune dysregulation that those patients have. And then while we're waiting for that immunotherapy to work, I'll turn to a medication like Zenrelia to control the symptoms. Once the immunotherapy hopefully starts working well for them, and that can take a long time, up to a year sometimes, once it starts working really well, we could potentially taper off of the medications. Or another nice thing about Zenrelia is that you can use it as needed for itch. So it has a very quick onset of action, and it's got a short half-life. So if the dog happens to be doing well on immunotherapy, but is having just a bad allergy day, is itchy that day, well, I advise my clients, well, give the patient a Zenrelia pill that day. That should calm things down for that day. And then hopefully, they won't need it every day moving forward.
Okay. And I know we're talking about monoclonal antibodies in general. And so how does Zenrelia work differently than the others that are on the market?
Yeah, so JAK inhibitors work different than monoclonal antibodies. So JAK inhibitors are a class of medication. They actually diffuse into the cell. So they go inside the cell, and they inhibit a specific receptor type called a JAK receptor. Okay. And those JAK receptors are associated with cytokine receptors on the cell. So there are specific itch and inflammatory cytokines that would bind to their receptor on a cell. But then if that JAK inhibitor is inhibiting that JAK associated with the cytokine receptor, those cytokines aren't going to be able to exert their action like they normally would. So if you have an itch cytokine like interleukin 31 that normally binds its receptor on a nerve cell, if there's a JAK inhibitor inhibiting that receptor, it won't be able to cause that dog to be itchy because that receptor is being inhibited. It's a little bit different than a monoclonal antibody. Monoclonal antibodies target specific targets outside the cell. So for instance, we were just talking about interleukin 31, a medication like Cytopoint would bind interleukin 31. So it's an antibody that actually binds interleukin 31 before it even reaches that nerve cell. Okay. And so if it binds it, it can't even bind to its receptor.
Okay. Now, I know there was a really great study that was there with Zenrelia and the PVAS scale results. So talk to the listeners about what the findings were.
Yeah. So really good question. So in a lot of the studies that Zenrelia has been looked at, one of the things that's measured is something called PVAS, or Pruritic Visual Analog Scale. And that's basically a scale of 0 to 10, how itchy is your dog? And that's a score that owners give. That's an owner-assessed score of how itchy is their dog. And in some of the field studies with Zenrelia, the owners were asked to score their dog on that PVAS scale before the drug was started and then throughout that they were giving their pet the medication over a period of time. And one of the nice things about Zenrelia is that a large percentage of dogs actually got lower than 2 on that PVAS scale, which is essentially a normal level of itch. That's what the International Committee on the Atopic Dermatitis and Allergies has said is generally speaking, a normal amount of itch. So the nice thing, and I'm excited about using Zenrelia in this way, is that a lot of these dogs actually became, quote unquote, normal symptomatically.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic. And what about the cases? And so what kind of cases do you imagine using or have you prescribed Zenrelia in your patients?
Yeah, so I've been using it, you know, it's only been on the market for a few weeks, but I've already been using it in a lot of patients. I was the most excited to use it in patients where no other medication has worked, right? I wanted to put it to the test to see, you know, will it work in some of these patients where, you know, cyclosporin hasn't worked, you know, Apoquel hasn't really been super effective, Cytopoint, you know, hasn't been super effective. And the nice thing is that in the patients I've tried it in so far, it's been working pretty well. And, you know, I have one case that comes in mind in particular, this golden retriever named Annie. Annie is, you know, has horrible atopic dermatitis. She has a food component to her allergies as well. So she's on a special diet. We've tried all the medications out there already, and nothing's really kept her allergies under control. And so she's been living on every other day prednisone for quite some time just to even keep her somewhat controlled. And despite that, she was still having flare-ups. And so I started her on Zenrelia. And after, you know, day four or five, I got an email from the owner how excited she was because, you know, Annie was acting like a normal dog again. And we were able to get her off of the prednisone and just on Zenrelia and obviously some of the other, you know, frequent bathing protocols and allergy shots that she's been on, but it's really been a game changer for Annie for sure.
Shout out to Annie. Shout out to the golden retrievers. Aren't they just adorable? They shouldn't have any problems.
She's a sweet, sweet dog. Really great patient. Yeah.
And by the way, to the listeners, we filmed a products 360 that you have to check out on dvm360.com that can visually show you some of the products of Zenrelia with Dr. Rosenberg. So Dr. Rosenberg, to the listeners, I'm holding the box and the bottles of Zenrelia in my hand. So walk us through the different sizes and the different quantities that are in each one of them.
Sure. Yeah. So it comes in four different sizes, which allows for, you know, ease of dosing for a variety of different sized dogs. The four sizes are 4.8 milligram, 6.4 milligram, 8.5 milligram, and 15 milligram. And then it comes in two different forms. So one is just loose tablets in a in a 90 tablet, you know, bottle. And then the other is these punch cards that are made for, you know, dispensing for individual patients.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Dr. Rosenberg, don't yell at me, but I'm looking at the box and I see a dog on here, but I know some of you listening might say, what about cats?
Yep. I get this question all the time. Everyone always wants more medications to use for cats, right? Mm. Because there's really limited options right now. So Zenrelia is not approved for use in cats. There is no data on using it in cats. It's not approved for use in cats. And so I really wouldn't recommend using it at this point. Yeah.
You heard that here, everyone. You know, as a general practitioner, when we have new products that come in, it's like, listen, sometimes, you know, getting a new heartworm prevention coming in, we always try to think of how do we implement this? And, you know, we have cases or I have patients that are currently on some of these modalities that you previously mentioned. What does that look like if I want to put a dog on Zenrelia?
Yeah, so, you know, there's no real studies on washout periods and interactions with Zenrelia and some other medications, but, you know, if they're on a medication that's not particularly working well for them, what I've been doing in practice is stopping it one day and then starting Zenrelia the next day. One of the nice things about Zenrelia is that it's once daily dosing. It starts at once daily dosing and stays at once daily dosing. And so, you know, I would just start it the following day at once daily dosing.
I love that it's once daily dosing, and I love that it's as needed. I think of the weekend itchy dogs. It tends to be either on a Sunday when the practices are closed and they have maybe a horrible flare-up, but they have something on board that they can give them to settle down the itch. Maybe they have an infection. Maybe there's something else going on until they get to see us, the veterinarian. But they have something to settle down and you know, that itch. And I think that's wonderful that we have something like Zenrelia that can help control that that itch for these poor dogs that are suffering from it. So and what is it about Zenrelia that makes you most excited for using it in the future?
Yeah, most excited because with Zenrelia, we're getting away from, you know, dogs that their itch may be improved, but are still itchy, to getting to the point now with some of this data coming in from these studies that a lot of these dogs may be so, you know, the itch may be so improved so much that they may be getting to a normal level of itch, which would be an incredible thing for some severe cases.
Yeah. You don't realize it too, Dr. Rosenberg. I was talking to, I think it was Dr. Ashley Bourgeois. We were talking about the human animal bond, how this really chisels at the human animal bond when, you know, you think about other, you know, awful cases that are out there that dogs can experience, but itching, they're up at night. These owners can't go to work. They're suffering. It's just, it's really awful. And you don't realize it until it happens to almost you as a dog parent. You can see these things as a dog owner, but it's great that we have these options in under our tool belt, right?
100%. And you know, I, and by the way, I do realize it because it does happen to me. I have a yellow Labrador who has severe allergies. Aww. Actually also, and he's on allergy shots. He's on a weekly bath. He's on a special diet. And now I do give him Zenrelia when he's having an itchy day. So I actually use this for my own dog when he needs it, when he's itchy. But you're absolutely right. It absolutely affects the human-animal bond. In when dogs are flaring, I mean, clients don't even get sleep because they're up with the dog licking their paws or scratching all night. So it affects the human animal bond tremendously. As far as having another tool in the toolbox, no allergy dog is going to respond to everything, right? Mm-hmm. Every allergy dog is going to be a little bit different. And so the more options we have as dermatologists to treat these dogs, the better, in my opinion. It's really wonderful to have another option really out there.
I love that you said that. I always feel like veterinary medicine is all about individualized care. It's not cookie cutter. It's not a one size fits all for everybody. What may work for one dog with a type of shampoo may be different for another dog. And I feel like this is something that we can also see with our itchy dogs as well. And again, I mean, just from my perspective, when I see so many itchy dogs out there, sometimes they're refractory to something or they're just looking for other options. This is awesome. This is fantastic that we have this out there. It's great. I know we're just mentioning about the arsenal of treating the itch under our tool belt, but I'm also thinking as the general practitioners that are listening, they said, okay, my gosh, we're consolidating our heartworm preventions, consolidating our NSAIDs, trying to pick just a couple because it could be so many. Now we're going to add another anti-itch medication into the arsenal. What would you say to those tuning in, the fact that, you know, we should stock this in addition to what we have, or what is your opinion on that?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different. And so the way I would look at that is, you know, flea tick control, you know, generally speaking, one flea tick control is going to kill fleas, right? Heartworm medication, you know, as long as it's a good heartworm medication, it's going to be 100% or at least close to that, right, for preventing heartworm. Right. And you know more about heartworm prevention than I do. allergic itch is very different, right? So if you look at all our allergy patients, there is not one silver bullet that's going to work for each one. Every patient has to be looked at as an individual. And so with one patient, maybe Zenrelia is going to work amazing. With another patient, maybe a different medication might work better. So, you know, I think it's important to always have multiple options, because if you only have one option and that doesn't work for your allergic patient, well, then you're out of options, and then your patient's either not going to improve, or that client, you know, isn't going to be happy because they're not going to have you know, they're not going to have control of their pet's itch.
Right. And, you know, pet owners do their research too. They look for other options out there. If I had a client that came to me that said, how come you don't have Zenrelia? I don't want to look, oh, I don't know. You know, they really do their research. And I think for products, especially for treating the itch, oh my gosh, I think it's great to have as much as possible, because sometimes, let's face it, I may have to ship them to you, the dermatologist or whatnot, if there's other, and that's okay, perfectly fine. But, you know, I always like to say, let's try this. And that's the beauty behind veterinary medicine, is following the science and the data and having these new products that are out there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. So where can we learn more about Zenrelia?
So there is a website set up for veterinarians on Zenrelia. I believe it's zenreliaforvets.com. And then certainly, you know, your listeners can reach out to their local Elanco rep.
Great. Absolutely. Well, this is a very exciting time to be a veterinarian, trying to help control and neutralize that itch. This is wonderful. Dr. Andrew Rosenberg, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you to our friends from Elanco for sponsoring this great conversation. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to claim your CE credit for listening to this podcast via dvm360.com/flex, where you can register or log in to your free account. Then select Podcast CE and follow the online prompts. We hope you enjoyed the episode. See you next time. And remember, always stay pawsome.